David Dye with you. We are live in the studios of KUT in Austin, Texas, and we are very happy that the Night Watchman, Tom Morello, has joined us, going from playing screaming lead guitar to his an acoustic guitar as you can get, a nylon strung.
That's right.
Yeah, all the way, and for the Night Watchman project, which, if people have been following along, probably the first appearances for you as sort of the Night Watchman would have been in, what, in 2003 or so?
Yeah, about 2003, yeah. We were in between playing Audioslave arena rock tours. I would come home and with some friends just sign up anonymously at coffee houses and developed a body of material that way. And it was really, I had a great deal of confidence playing in front of, 10,000 kids a night and with a, big, powerful rock band, but was absolutely petrified playing in front of 8 people and a coffee machine in some of these places. But through playing a number of shows, developed a body of material that I felt, reflected a body of material that was as true and as honest and had as much kind of feeling to it as anything I've been a part of. So I continued pursuing it. And then later on, went on tour with Billy Bragg and Steve Earle and hip-hop group The Coup, punk rockers Anti-Flag, and logged a lot of shows and a lot of miles. And now it's got a new record called One Man Revolution, which I did with producer Brendan O'Brien.
Well, there's a lot in that band that you went out with that kind of tells a lot about what's going on in this record. There's certainly, as one would expect, a lot of political content in that. Is that what drove you to do this in the beginning?
Yeah, well, when we formed Audioslave, I knew that band was not going to have the activist content that Rage Against the Machine had. But I formed a nonprofit organization with Serge Tankian from System of a Down called Axis of Justice, mm-hmm. which worked on various social justice issues. But still, I found that I'm a musician, and while a political organization can educate and inform, music can inspire. And I really felt that was something that was missing. I started doing this, and it really filled that gap. And now it's done more than fill the gap; it's become my main enterprise.
This may be it. Well, talk a little bit about those first times playing in that coffee house situation, because you have to relate to the audience in a completely different manner.
And I mean, literally, there'd be nights on tour with Audioslave where there'd be a night off in Tampa, Florida, and I would go look in the local paper and find open mic night at some country and western bar, at some anarchist bicycle shop, and just go down there and sign up as the night watchman and play a couple of songs. You get a lot out of being in a rock band by submerging yourself into the collective, and the chemistry that the four of you have is what comes across. When doing stuff on my own, it's very pure, and you get every note, every word, every chord is completely unfiltered and undiluted, and that's one of the advantages of doing it this way.
Well, here we go, and we've had people coming by today, Tom, who are playing the acoustic version of what they do, so it's kind of great to have you here. This is what I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you want to do?
The first song I'm going to play is off the new record. It's called House Gone Up in Flames. And it goes like this.
It's in the grain of the wood. It's in the needle's rust. It's in the eagle's claw. It's in the eyes you trust. It's in the jackal's dreams, it's in the sleet and the hail, it's in the unmarked box, came today in the mail. It's in the dead man's pocket, it's in the child's first sin, it's in the Constitution, written in very small print. It's in Colin Powell's lies, it's in the shaman's trance, it's in the cellar waiting. And it's in the best laid plans. Now we could cut and run, take half the blame. Hey, don't stop now, that's why we came. House gone up in flames.
Yep.
It's in the national anthem, it's in the scurrying roach. It's in the closed partition between first class and coach. It's in the relentless fever. It's in the lonely room. It's in the hands of fate. And it's in the Pharaoh's tomb. It's in the rich man's dreams. It's in the poor man's hands. It's in the body bags along the Rio Grande. It's in the evening shade. It's on the zealot's tongue. It's in the widow's tears. And it's in the miner's lungs. Now we could cut and run, take half the blame. Hey, don't stop now, that's why we came. It's in the moon's dark spin, it's in the cloudless sky, it's in St. Peter's denial that he'd thrice deny. It's in the distant thunder, it's in the whispered prayer that they won't find us hidden here beneath the stairs. So consider yourself lucky and watch what you say. I got what I wanted, you might get the same. It's in bold print, nailed to the cathedral door. It's in the black coal pressure on the ocean floor. Now we could cut and run, take half the blame. Yeah, don't stop now, that's why we came. Oh Lord, this house gone up in flames.
Tom Morello is the Night Watchman. That's House Gone Up in Flames. And it's interesting how those obfuscatory catchwords, those phrases that are used, house, you know, cut and run, make very good, tough, you know, hooky song lyrics.
Right, right, right. I mean, that song actually was written in very different than any other songs on the record. I had a 104-degree fever in an Italian hotel room, and it literally, like, I thought I was going to expire in the midst of this tour, and I wrote all those lines, you know, at once on a piece of paper, and it was only after I had later recovered that I looked back at those words and went, I'm not exactly sure what that one's about, but it seems very true.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I thought I did know what it was about.
Yeah,
but there you go.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
I don't. But we'll go that way. You know, I'd like to talk a little bit about making political music, because a lot of people say that you put politics into music, you're going to lose your audience. And of course, talking to you, it's kind of an odd thing to say, because Rage did anything but that. But what makes a powerful, I mean, I don't know if you can even answer this. What makes a powerful political song that's going to connect?
Sure. I mean, I think that the first thing is, and I think Rage Against the Machine is a perfectly good example. Rage Against the Machine was not popular because it was a, you know, great political band. It was popular because it was a great band that also had political content that then connected in a very different way, you know? And I think that when, you know, whether it's the music, whether it's Woody Guthrie, whether it's Bob Dylan, System of a Down, or Rage Against the Machine, you know, that thread, that historical, or The Clash, or Public Enemy, you name it, it's great music that contains a potent message that I think can transcend, you know, music generally. And I'm of the opinion that that all music is political. Now, there's music that is kind of bread and circuses and can divert your attention, but as the great historian Howard Zinn said, you can't be neutral on a moving train. If the train is moving in the wrong direction, you can be sipping cocktails all you want in the dining car, but it's still, you know, headed towards hell. And unless you're, you know, mugging the conductor or jamming the gears, you're complicit. And so that's why the Night Watchman is here to serve.
And you also make a point in some of the material I've read that the one-time reunion of Rage at Coachella is what? It's been 7 years since you guys broke up, and it's been an interesting seven years.
Yeah, interesting 7 years. There's definitely been a dearth of good in those 7 years. So, you know, and that's – I really wanted, you know, in doing the Night Watchman record and in playing – there's actually going to be about four Rage shows now. It feels like it's what I should be doing, you know, playing this kind of music. And very excited. I've got a huge catalog of Night Watchman songs and look forward to making a bunch of records.
Cool. This. Well, let's hear another one from this new one, One Man Revolution.
Sure. This is the title track off of One Man Revolution. On the streets of New York, the cabs don't stop. On the street where I live, they called the cops. Found a noose in my garage. Now how about that?
So tonight I'm in the bushes with a baseball bat, 'cause I'm a one man, I'm a one man, I'm a one man revolution. I'm a one man, I'm a one man, I'm a one man revolution. The time is nigh, the day is dark, there's only one solution. 'Cause I'm a one man, I'm a one man, I'm a one man revolution. On the streets of Havana, I got hugged and kissed. At the Playboy Mansion, I wasn't on the list. On the streets of Cape Town, shit's ready to blow. I don't know how to get there, but I'm ready to go. 'Cause I'm a one man, I'm a one man, I'm a one man revolution. I'm a one man, I'm a one man, I'm a one man revolution. The time is nigh, the day is dark, there's only one solution. 'Cause I'm a one man, I'm a one man, I'm a one man revolution. Yeah. Sacrifice and neon lights, slave ships don't weigh. Love many, trust few, and don't be late. Hip. In my nightmares, the streets are aflame. In my dreams, it's much the same. And on the streets of LA, they know my name. And if you come this far, mister, maybe we're one and the same. I'm a one man, I'm a one man, I'm a one man revolution. I'm a one man, I'm a one man, I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh, the day is dark, there's only one solution. 'Cause I'm a one-man, I'm a one-man, I'm a one-man revolution. Hip, 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 hip.
The Night Watchman, Tom Morello, is playing live today, and that is the title track of One Man Revolution, the new album. And as he says, the first of many, because there's so many songs. He's got to get. Now, I got a couple of questions. First of all, is that refers to your experience in Cuba. What happened?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that song, every one of those is a journal entry. Audioslave was the first American rock band to ever play in the country of Cuba. And, you know, my experiences there were, you know, we didn't really know what to expect when we went down there. And you know, we had some sort of warnings, you know, your phone might be tapped. It couldn't have been more. It was kind of like a kinder, gentler Jamaica, you know. We had a really wonderful time there, and you know, and playing in front of, you know, 70,000 people along the Malecón was something I'll never forget. And you know, it just stood in stark contrast, sort of a very different priorities. And while the country certainly has some problems, has a lot of problems, but there are just the you know, the insistence on education and 100% literacy and, you know, healthcare for everybody are things that are very different, and that I think we could learn a few lessons. Great musicians, too.
No doubt about that. And the other thing I'm just curious about, where does your politics come from in your family?
Yeah, well,
I'm assuming it's your family.
Yeah, right? I literally integrated the town of Libertyville, Illinois. I was the first person of color to live within the borders of that town. So my politics really began on the first, you know, interracial playground when you start getting name called, you know, and that's your political. You don't have to wait. You don't have to read, you know, the Marx Engels reader to start learning that some things ain't right. But also my you know, there were politics in my home too. My mom was you know, a member of the NAACP and the Urban League, and my father. I did not grow up with my father, but my great uncle was Jomo Kenyatta, the first president of Kenya, and was, you know, the family over there was responsible in large measure for helping to kicked the British out. And so there was that legacy was in my home, even though I didn't grow up with the Kenyan side of my family.
You also make a point in an interview I read about that and many other things in your life, going to Harvard and being one of the rock and rollers.
Sure.
At Harvard was kind of unusual.
Yeah.
But that it sort of points to you as an outsider in many of all those situations. I started thinking about that, and I started thinking that most of the musicians, whose music I love, were outsiders. Music provided something for them that they needed that, you know, the cool kids weren't necessarily.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like, I mean, you know, what you're referring to is that it's like I was the only black kid in an all-white town. I was the only anarchist in a conservative high school. I was the only, you know, rock and roll guitar player at Harvard University. Then I was the only Harvard grad in, like, these grungy underground, you know, Hollywood bands. And now I'm the only nylon stringed, half Kenyan Italian folk guitar players singing revolutionary anthems on this radio station right now.
So are the development people at Harvard really after you?
Oh, they were after me when I was living in a squat. They're after me now.
Yeah, that's great. Tom Morello is the Night Watchman, and we're hearing these new songs that are on the new album. And why don't you do another new
one? Sure. This one's called Flesh Shapes the Day.
Now you might have heard different, I know it's a fact that Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and the Apostle Paul were black. 10 letters I'm writing, each one reads the same. 9 circles I'm drawing, one around your name. Land and freedom, steel and faith, tooth and bone and wire, skin, scar, dirt and fire. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Mic check. Hoo, hoo, hoo. It doesn't matter who you are, does not matter what you say. Flesh shapes the day. Flesh shapes the day. Now it's clear as a pillar of smoke and broken Starbucks glass. Yeah, I support my troops. They wave black flags, they wear black masks. All the roads are closed. Smoke is rising from the fields. The monsters left their cages. An angel set them free. Land and freedom, steel and faith, tooth and bone and wire, and skin, scar, dirt and fire. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Mic check. Hoo, hoo, hoo. It doesn't matter who you are, it does not matter what you say. Flesh shapes the day. Flesh shapes the day. Si se puede. Spells low to buy and high to sell, and little girls collecting shells and memories upon the shelves, and ringing bells and high school choirs and safety dogs beside the fire, and billionaires and open bars and early exits and judgments hard, and land and freedom and steel and faith, and tooth and bone and wire, and skin, scar, dirt and fire. Hoo, mic check. It doesn't matter who you are, does not matter what the you say. Flesh shapes the day. Flesh shapes the day. Flesh shapes the day. Flesh shapes the day.
Flesh Shapes the Day, another one of the new ones from the Night Watchman. Tom Morello playing live for us today on the Cafe. So for those who are not in Philadelphia that are listening perhaps on the web within driving distance, what's your plans for tonight, Tom?
I've got three shows in the three nights. The first one is at, I wish someone were holding up a cue card because then I would be able to tell you where the show is tonight. It's at the church. It's going to be a lot of special guests. Someone tell me what that is while I'm
talking. I think it's the Presbyterian Church.
At the Presbyterian Church tonight, in Austin. We're going to have a lot of special guests down. Perry Farrell, Steve Earle, Wayne Kramer, the MC5. I think Slash is coming down. So it's going to be quite a hoedown.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for stopping by here, and thanks for the new work.
It's my pleasure, and thanks very much to your radio station for representing and supporting the Night Watchman. Much appreciated.
The Night Watchman is the new project from Tom Morello.